I'm Lynn Krause Bishop, and you're listening to the Virtual Business Show. Today, I'm going to take you on a journey to the not-so-distant past, a time when the concept of working remotely was still met with a sense of awe and wonder. As we travel back to the year 2009, I share with you a story that may seem quaint in today's era of seamless remote collaboration, but it's worth recounting for how it highlights the evolution of technology and how much we now take for granted. Imagine this. Greg Cole, the research director and US principal investigator of the Global Ring Network for Advanced Applications Development at Oak Ridge National Laboratory, University of Tennessee, found himself in need of an extra pair of hands. However, Greg's requirement was unique. He was after a virtual assistant situated in Australia to leverage the time difference. In Greg's own words, "I needed a VA who would have the work completed after the end of my business day, ready for me the next day to proofread and send out, thus making us a truly 24-hour operation." I stumbled on Greg's call for assistance through an email discussion group, and back then the concept of Australian VAs providing services to overseas clients was a rarity, a fact that may sound pretty bizarre today. Working across continents added a new dimension to the VA work that I was undertaking, and it showcased the global reach of the industry. At that time, despite a call for a request for proposal directed exclusively to US-based VAs, I reached out to Greg, ignoring the proviso, and it turns out I was the only one who did. Utilizing the digital technology available at the time, Greg dictated documents and email replies, sending files via email or posting on an FTP server for me to download. The resulting transcribed documents were emailed back to Greg, establishing the 24-hour operation. Beyond document production and email management, I wore multiple hats: proofreading, copy editing, desktop publishing, internet research, and online database maintenance. It was a virtual whirlwind, and together we seamlessly made it work. In 2009, the tech landscape was very different. Skype was our go-to tool for real-time communication, serving as the bridge that made it feel like we were in adjoining offices. It's mind-blowing to reflect on these details, considering the leaps in technology that we've witnessed since then. Greg's use of email to mobile technology was groundbreaking at the time. When an audio file arrived to me corrupted, a quick email to his mobile requesting a resend had the file in my inbox within minutes. A simple yet novel solution in 2009. Fast forward to today, where Skype has been retired in favour of Teams, Google Meet, and Zoom, which dominate our virtual landscapes. Yet the essence of the story remains true: the ability to collaborate seamlessly across time zones. As Greg travelled extensively to Russia, China, Korea, and within the US, our locations became irrelevant. I could continue his work regardless of where he was in the world, a reality that still holds true for my work with clients today. In Greg's words at the time, "The arrangement has worked out better than I expected. It's just amazing, almost too good to be true. It has improved our productivity 100%. Lynn's transcription of my work is just wonderful, and she clearly has no difficulty with my Tennessee accent. I am one grateful, happy customer." When you're seeking a virtual assistant, the world truly is your oyster. Time zones need not limit your options. It's amazing to think that what was so revolutionary and remarkable in 2009 is taken for granted today. It's hard to believe there was once a time we didn't have what is available to us today. But this story highlights that what was true back then is equally true today, even more so. The ability to collaborate virtually knows no bounds. Thank you for joining me on this stroll down memory lane. Until next time, remember, when seeking a virtual assistant, let your horizons be as vast as the virtual world itself. Stay inspired, stay productive, and keep thriving in your professional journey. I'm Lynn Krause Bishop, and this is the Virtual Business Show. Thanks so much for listening.